The next composer we'll listen to is Pauline Viardot Garcia. She was the daughter of Manuel Garcia, a celebrated opera tenor, and Joaquina Sitges Garcia, an opera singer who sang in Madrid. Pauline's brother Manuel was one of the greatest voice teachers of the 19th century. At six, Pauline could speak Spanish, French, English, and Italian. She was later to learn German, and by the age of 28, she could read Latin and Greek. The Garcias spent 18 months in Mexico in 1827 and 28, when revolutions breaking out all over Mexico, Manuel decided they should return to Europe. On their way back to Veracruz, they were held up by brigands, and their fortune of nearly $100,000 in ingots of gold and silver was stolen. After their return to Europe, Pauline studied piano with Meisenberger and Liszt. Liszt encouraged her to become a concert pianist, but she was destined to become a singer. Later in life, she would write her friend about Liszt. "I love him very much and think that he rather likes me, but there is no true bond of sympathy between us. Our ways are too divergent. We have met each other, but not found each other. That is the difference." When Pauline was 10 and a half, her father died. Her mother then moved to Paris in 1832 and proceeded to give her voice lessons. Pauline's formal debut took place at the King's Theatre, London, May 9, 1839. She was not at all beautiful, but she had a dynamic personality and a great expressiveness about her. Louis Viardot, art critic and director of the Italian Opera in Paris, engaged Pauline as prima donna for the season of 1839-40. In February of 1840, they were married, and Louis resigned as opera director, feeling it improper to remain director while married to a prima donna. Louis and Pauline moved to Italy, and while on their honeymoon in Naples, they met Fanny Mendelssohn and spent several days visiting together. The Viardot's marriage lasted 43 years, and they had three daughters and one son. Viardot was not the only man to fall in love with Pauline, however. Berlioz, Gounod, the Belgian painter Ary Scheffer, and the French poet de Musset loved her. So did Turgenev, the Russian novelist. Turgenev attached himself to the Viardot household and followed them when they moved from place to place. She took into the household his illegitimate daughter. Pauline was always at the center of a distinguished circle of friends. Her most beloved woman friend was George Sand. Pauline Viardot scored success after success as a singer in London, Spain, Berlin, Vienna, St. Petersburg, Paris. After a Berlin performance, she was serenaded from midnight until dawn by the members of the orchestra. In a performance of Meyerbeer's Robert le Diable in Berlin, another singer canceled due to illness, and at the last minute, Pauline took two roles, princess and peasant, in one opera. She brought the house down. Tickets to her performances commanded twice the usual price. Schumann wrote for her the Cycle of Songs, Opus 24, and Brahms wrote the Alto Rhapsody for her. Pauline's own compositions consist of three unpublished operettas, 100 or more songs, about which 60 are published, music for piano, for violin, and organ, and arrangements of six of Chopin's mazurkas for voice. We will hear Die Sterne for mezzo-soprano, piano, and cello in a performance by Martine Johnson, mezzo-soprano, Michael May, piano, and Yvonne Cable, cello.